New Brunswick Premier Susan Holt and Housing Minister David Hickey were at the Carlton Community Centre on the west side of St John this week to announce an additional $21 million funding to assist the many renters in the province struggling to afford their rent. This funding will almost double the original budget of the direct-to-tenant benefit, which began in January last year. This scheme aims to ensure secure accommodation for renters where they want to live, while new housing can be built in the province. With homelessness and insecure housing still a major issue in St John, this announcement comes in the same week that the city announced a partnership with Fredericton tiny home community and housing charity 12 Neighbours to bring transitional housing units to two sites in the city. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Housing Minister and MLA for St John Harbour, David Hickey, about the new funding, how it should assist renters in St John and beyond, and the wider housing needs in the province.
The commitment is an additional $21 million to support the direct-to-tenant benefit that was launched by the province last January. Since January, we've seen 6,100 families supported by the benefit. With this additional funding, we'll see an additional 2,500 New Brunswick families supported by this benefit, which is really significant. And the funding is directed to support tenancy so that people can afford their rent, whether it's finding a new place and may need help making that up, or already living in something that is unaffordable but want to stay there and want to be able to maintain their tenancy. So that's really what the funding's for. And we've seen tremendous success out of it over the last year, and that's why we want to keep it going. We want to continue to see that investment grow.
Can I go a little bit further into understanding who this funding is aiming at specifically, who's eligible for it, and how kind of people are assessed for the funding? Yeah, how it's directed to the people who need it.
Sure. So the funding is directed directly to tenants, directly to supporting what they need. And it's based on need. There is criteria that is associated with receiving the benefit, but ultimately what it is there for are for folks that are living in an unaffordable situation or for folks that need the support. This offers that peace of mind and being able to ensure that folks can meet ends meet and are able to stay in the place that they are. And oftentimes landlords will have folks living on a direct-to-tenant subsidy that they don't even know have it, right? So there's a lot of dignity in this funding. There's a lot of really important support that folks are getting from this funding. And it offers us that interim solution to be able to catch up on the building we need to do, right? So it ensures that more people aren't going into homelessness. It ensures that more people aren't going into more housing insecure situations and can maintain stability in their tenancy, which buys us the time to make sure we're making the right investments in public housing, to make sure we're making the right investments in affordable housing. And we can do a better job of building faster, building more than we ever have. At the same time, we're trying to stop the inflow of folks into homelessness or just more housing insecurity.
I understand the number of renters in St John is pretty high, particularly Ward 3. I just kind of like to know how this is likely to affect renters in St John specifically, how
Sure. It's
hoping to assist the city of St John itself as well.
Yeah. So I mean, it was really important for St John, which is why, you know, we chose to do it at Carlton Community Center on the Lower West Side, because we know that is a neighborhood of a high number of folks that rent. A high number of folks that rent in an unaffordable situation. So a high number of people that are paying more than 30% of their income in rent. And we know that this funding will go a long way in a neighborhood like that. Consider this part of the work that we did with the rent cap, right? We implemented the single biggest piece of tenant protection legislation in the 21st century in New Brunswick, and that was a rent cap. That stabilized the rents. Funding like this ensures that rent is affordable. The impact I think it'll have in St. John, I think it will be significant. I think it gives us the ability to support another 2,500 families and be able to have an increasingly big impact on folks' ability to afford the rent and folks' ability to live with dignity when they do so.
Obviously, you've touched upon the idea that this is just part of a bigger strategy. Obviously, a lot more is needed. I'm just wondering if you have any comments on the recent announcements of your previous colleagues on the council about their partnership with 12 Neighbours to create transitional housing. I'm wondering if you have any comments about that.
I want to know who's paying for it, and I have a funny feeling it's me. So I don't know why we weren't there. But look, it's positive. It's a really good step. That work that the city has done, they have really stepped up to make sure that St. John is leading the way when it comes to transition housing, when it comes to being able to offer folks that dignity that doesn't come from living in a tent. And we've seen tremendous success on it, right? Somerset Acres, the project on Somerset Street that you can see behind the old police station there, which is a project of five trailers set up with 3 units in each of them, about 15, 18 people living there at any given time, has seen tremendous success. In the last 6 months, they've already graduated almost 10 people out of that program and have them into long-term living situations, right? Like that's really positive. What we're seeing is when folks are coming out of an encampment or coming out of a tent, what they need is just that touch base with good housing. They need that touch base with more regiment. They need that touch base with services to make sure that they're better connected to their communities. And that's able to protect, set them up for success in their longer term living situation. So we've seen really good success out of it. We've got tremendous partners that are in Fresh Start and organizations like these that are making sure that those are sustainable. And so that's really important.
In terms of assisting renters and assisting people in insecure housing situations and in homelessness, obviously there's a lot that needs to be done. I'm just wondering what strategies are upcoming, what work you are doing beyond these things to beyond the obviously kind of large policies at the moment to assist people in difficult housing situations.
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think like the best way to think about it is kind of in the continuum, right? If like if we look at housing as a continuum where we start out and you know you have someone living in homelessness, living in a tent, living in the roughest situation, our effort is to make sure that there's support along that system. So if you start early on in homelessness, that's the projects that we're working on at Somerset Acres. That's the projects that we're working on. Like the city's green zone strategy. That tees up the ability then to make the investments in our public housing, make the investments in our affordable housing. Folks that have the ability to live independently can do that. That's the backup that we're having there. At the same time, investments like the direct-to-tenant benefit, like this one, $21 million to support folks that are on that edge that need that help to stay in the tenancy they're in. And that's really just about making sure our job is there, making sure that there is that solid foundation of suitable, affordable, and safe housing for people, so that we can have that foundation in the market, so that we can have that stability that people are looking for, while at the same time making sure that we're building faster than we ever have and being serious in our commitment to build 30,000 new homes by 2030. I'm really proud that we were able to get it done. I'm really glad that we were able to make sure that that investment was made and also announced in St. John. I'm glad to be able to do it in my own riding in a community that really needs it and a community that will see an impact from this and a lot of families that will see an impact from this. So very glad about that and very excited for what's ahead.
This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.